Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go on a Thursday. Welcome in another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe and Ari alongside Dane Martinez as we try and make heads or tails of what the hell happened here last night in the world of sports and what we got coming up here today. And, of course, we're going to have more of those wonderful NBA rumors, trying to sort through what is BS, what is not BS. It's coming hard. It's coming fast here, people. And maybe even better than the rumors are the unbelievable overreaction we're getting from people when it comes to things like, oh, I don't know, let's say Kevin Durant opting out of his $31.5 million contract or Kawhi Leonard opting out of his $21.5 million option contract. And people going completely off the rails. And but that's to be expected. Listen, this will all sort itself out by Sunday. But once again, we've got, you know, more rumors, more reporters being used as pawns in the free agency game here. So we'll go over those. We'll put the BS meter up again today here, try to figure out what we got going on. But I don't know if you caught any of it last night, Dane. There is a college baseball champion now, and it's not Michigan. Unfortunately, right. Would have been nice to see Michigan get it done. But it is, quite honestly, and I didn't realize what a powerhouse Vanderbilt has become in the college baseball landscape. And I think we saw last night exactly why it is that many kids got drafted recently there on this team. It is a powerful team, great pitching, great hitting, great defense, very well coached. And, you know, you could just tell, listen, kudos to Michigan for having an amazing year. I mean, you have no idea how hard it is to come from a cold weather town and to be a competitive baseball team against teams from the South or the West. Right. Man, it's tough, brother. And I, you know, kudos to them beating UCLA, doing all the things they needed to do in order to be able to get to the finals and win game one. I don't want to say, I mean, like, everyone wants to win, but kudos to them. And I think it'll help one way or the other recruiting for some of these cold weather baseball schools and teams that, listen, there's a lot of guys, unfortunately, in the North, the Northeast, the Midwest, that, you know, they're baseball players, but they're not going to get the scholarship to Florida State. They're not going to get to the University of Miami because of the talent pool here. When you have teams like Michigan on the big stage there, all of a sudden making it not only to the College World Series, but making it to the finals, it's a good thing. It should give, you know, kids hope here that, you know, hell, I can still play baseball and still say, you know, stay close to home and play in a cold weather city, man, because it's possible, man. You just saw what they did last night. So good stuff, and congratulations to Michigan. But, of course, congratulations to Vanderbilt, who was just stacked. And it looks like they have all of these young kids coming back. They did have seven seniors, but they have the, you know, Rocker, of course, was the MVP, this kid who looks like Dave Stewart. Right. I can't say enough great things about the way they played a game, the way they went about their business. I didn't realize also, Dane, they lost a teammate. You know, within the last year or two. So there was a lot of things going on. The backstory with Vanderbilt was pretty crazy. Their athletic director passed away this past year or two. So a lot of craziness going on. And of course, having the ability to bring home that championship, the second one since 2000, they won in 2014. They were the runner up in 2015. And now here they are champions in 2019. That tells me, that 2014 win, what a job of recruiting that does, huh? Being a national champion, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely, because like you said, you see people watching it on TV saying, oh, that's a good program. That can only help when the head coach is in the living room, right, recruiting, you know, those elite high school baseball athletes. And so, of course, we tip our cap to Vandy, the Commodores are champions again. But, you know, you make an interesting point about Michigan. You know, it kind of proves that the cold weather can be competitive. And here's what it comes down to, in case you don't realize it. It just means that these kids out there on the West Coast or down South, they can practice 365 days a year.
Yes.
Okay? In Michigan, when there's snow on the field for 4 months, you can't. And trust me, take it from me as someone who was on the Syracuse University baseball team. The difference in practicing and the difference in time that we had. Trust me, take it from me, okay? I was toiling in Syracuse in March trying to shag fly balls. Not easy, but a frozen ground, okay? You want to know about the frozen tundra? The Syracuse baseball team can tell you, okay?
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source comps score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, welcome in here on this Thursday, Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez as we run over the headlines of what you missed overnight. And we told you, of course, about the College Baseball World Series. We've got ourselves a winner. It is called the Vanderbilt Commodores. They are your national champions, second time in the last 5 years. Good stuff last night. Quiet. I'm glad to see... You know, it was actually fun watching that, Dane, over the last couple of days from the standpoint of the fundamentals of baseball. We've talked about how all hell has broke loose in Major League Baseball, where we don't get that very often anymore.
Not
I got to tell you,
shifting going on in college.
Not a shifting, guys playing it the right way, hitting the ball the other way. I mean, it was actually guys doing what they needed
that's
to
going
do.
Oppo?
Guys going opposite field. Brother, I got to tell you, man, it was, you
was
know,
there a
guys.
Hit and run? Maybe a bunt?
Hit and run, base running. I think guys taking the extra base when it was
going
given.
First to third?
I got to tell you, man, it was, I'm like, wow, look at this. It's an actual baseball game. It wasn't just home run or strikeout.
Are you kidding me?
It was kind of cool, man. And so I renewed my faith
Did
in the future of game of baseball. Yes, exactly. It kind of renewed my faith there last night. So, again, congratulations to Vanderbilt. Congratulations to Michigan. Looks like the game of baseball, certainly on a college level, is in good hands. We told you also about Kevin Durant opting out of his contract that broke early yesterday afternoon. And of course, now let the rumors begin, Dane. It's everyone's going crazy. It's, oh, I told you he was leaving. Listen, that doesn't mean anything. All that means is he's going to renegotiate a deal somewhere. That's all it means. Doesn't mean it could still very well be a max deal with the Golden State Warriors. It could go to, he could still go anywhere, but I found it interesting the way that our boy Woj there kind of the way he put it up. And this is what he had to say yesterday. And I think the best thing about this was, yeah, he declines his $31 million option, right? But look at what he put at the very bottom there. So far, the process has stayed private. So what that tells me, Dane, is that
no one knows Jack. Oh, everyone who's reporting stuff.
That's right. He's covering his own ass is what he's doing. That's basically what he did there is covered his own ass going, all right, listen, guys, don't say I didn't tell you so here. But at the same time, yeah, nobody really knows what the hell this means or what goes on. And notice how he didn't mention the Knicks, but he had to mention that he was in New York. Well, of course he's in New York. Well, didn't you tell us that the doctor that did his surgery is in New York?
It was the Nets team doctor.
Yes, but isn't that funny the way it was all just put up like that and taken? Yeah, I think it's hysterical. And I think that's what we get more and more is that these reporters, the Wojnarowskis of the world, you know, they're very crafty in how they word things now in order to be able to, you know, COY, cover your own ass, right? And that's kind of
what happened to Schefter right before the NFL draft, right? He reported something that didn't turn out to be right, and we all started banging Schefter and the Woj bombs. And, you know, all these guys, they saw some of that, right? And they know their credibility is, you know, they have to balance scooping everybody else in this Twitter world with the fact that everything is a smokescreen, you know, 48 hours before it actually goes off. And so they have to still put stuff out there, but CYA, like you're saying, Joe.
It's amazing to me. It truly is the way that they go about this. But congratulations to Kevin Durant, who has managed to once again capture everyone's attention, trying to figure out what's going on. Where is he going? What is he doing? And really, we know no more today than we did yesterday outside of the fact that he's going to get a new contract with somebody, which is kind of what we ultimately always knew, whether it be Golden State or not. This was just a formality, much like Kawhi Leonard opting out of his deal was a formality. None of this means anything other than expect a new contract for these guys somewhere. And you don't have to expect a new contract for somebody like Marc Gasol, who opted in to his deal list yesterday too. And I think that's probably the another one of those situations where don't act surprised, guys. We knew he was, we knew that was coming as well, didn't we? I mean, he was never, where was he going to get $25.6 million dollars someplace else? He had that option. He stays with the Raptors. The Raptors knew this was coming. It makes all the sense in the world. And listen, he's a champion, and he played a vital part in getting out of the East.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's not like, all right, he's not, you know, he's not a 82 game of year, a game changer, but what he is in the playoffs, when you need a defensive minded team like that going up against the Joel Embiids and the, you know, the Giannis's of the world, boy, did he not earn his salary or what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And he also will never pay for another meal in the city of Toronto again. You know, I mean, Joe, I just went to Old Timers Day. We talked about it. I went to Old Timers Day on Sunday, right? And I was, you know, nostalgic, quasi-emotional when they introduced like Graham Lloyd and Jeff Nelson. You know what I mean? Like Homer Bush. You do not have to be the elite MVP to still, you know, get the era of good feelings going among the fan base when you're a champion. Toronto Raptors fans are going to remember, you know, Gasol. They're going to remember Danny Green. They're going to remember some of these guys who are not Lowry, who are not Leonard, for the rest of their careers. You know, it's like your favorite show, Breaking Bad or The Wire, whatever it is. Some of those actors, those characters, they're always that character to you, regardless of when you see them in other shows and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I think that'll be the case for Gasol and all of these Raptors. So, of course, it's a smart decision to stay. It's a contending team. It's in the East. And you're going to be treated like a king by the fan base forever.
You know, what it does also mean, of course, is that the Raptors, now that they have to account for Gasol, this is all going to play into, of course, you know, the salary cap and, of course, the luxury taxes and all those things that come into play here. And potential new deals. You've got Danny Green. You've got Kawhi on this team. If Leonard returns and he gets the max deal, right, $32.7 million. I doubt very much that Green is going to take less than what was he making, $10 million last year.
Right.
So basically what this means is that they're going to be way, way over what the projected tax line was going to be, which I think is $109 million, if they want to bring the entire core back. Now, Wojnarowski talked about this, and what does now – it's great to have Marc Gasol at $25.6 million, though – it does alter the way the Toronto Raptors are going to go about the rest of their business. And this is what he had to say, which is interesting.
So at $26 million, he opts in. And what this does do for the Raptors is it lines them up next year. Marc Gasol, Serge Ibaka, Kyle Lowry, all in the last years of their deal. So if Kawhi Leonard were to leave in free agency, they can pivot next year and head into a rebuild there. If Kawhi Leonard stays, then you can, you know, you can move forward with all of these pieces together, and you would have a team coming back that could not only win a title again next year, but probably could contend for the conceivable future.
Yeah, only they're going to have to go into their pockets to be able to afford that in the way of luxury taxes and those types of things. So it can happen. I mean, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, some of the younger guys there, they've got at a great price. But the future is all going to depend on what Kawhi does. If Kawhi leaves, then I think what you'll see is guys like Siakam go ahead and get extensions early. If he stays, they're going to have to bite the bullet, and they're going to bring, you know, they'll bring back the entire core. They'll be competitive over the next couple of years, but they're going to have to pay in order to be competitive for the next couple of years. But you know what? So be it, man. What do you want to do? If you want to win championships,
That's
sometimes what it's going to take.
Yeah. And listen, you may have to just pay the damn luxury tax, right? Mm-hmm. And realize that you're also going to have a lot more merchandising opportunity. You're going to have a lot more season tickets opportunity. You're going to hike up the season ticket prices. You know, look at Golden State, right? They're going to be paying a sick luxury tax bill also, but they're moving into a new arena, you know, that sort of stuff. What the Raptors need to do to counteract that is come up with a third alternate jersey and start selling that, you know, when supplies last. It'll be fine.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the deal. Well, there's a couple of deals here. Carmelo Anthony, your boy, Syracuse boy.
Yeah.
I think we know where he's going.
Mid-level,
I'll tell you that too.
Veteran.
Plus,
minimal.
We'll talk a little NFL Super Contest in Vegas. We'll get you caught up on that in case you want to participate. A lot coming up here. Let's make
any
it rain.
LeBron's
Fantasy
friends.
Sports
Come on in.
Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Garrett Cooper, outfielder slash first baseman with the Marlins. You guys go into Philadelphia and sweep that team this weekend. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Playing on the road is always fun, and you know, playing in a city like Philadelphia, where I think to send home 45,000 people each day, angry, everything a little bit sweeter.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
So the NBA free agency Sunday will open for business, and we will have, of course, a much better idea of who's going where and what's going to happen. And keep in mind, of course, that not just, you know, not everyone is going to sign on Sunday, or we're not going to have we're just going to be able to freely open up a little bit more and get a little bit more information than the misdirection that we appear to be getting.
Legal.
Yes, exactly. And welcome in here on this Thursday, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And if you guys are so inclined to want to dabble this year into some of those Vegas super contests, which they don't have actually set up just yet, I noticed in up in New Jersey there, it's coming. But it's not quite what it is, obviously, in Vegas. And those of you that don't know what super contests are, you pick a bunch of games each week, and then they give prizes at the, you know, the quarter poll, the head, you know, kind of first, second, third, fourth kind of situation along those lines. First quarter, second quarter, halftime. They all throughout the season, they award some pretty big cash prizes, and there's a few to choose from. And if you've never done it, we'll go over what a proxy service is and all that kind of good stuff, because it's a great way if you really want to. If you want to have some fun this year and try it, it's not a bad investment for you guys, because let's face it, Dan, come football season, everyone's a genius. You know this, right? So, you know, there's
telling us.
Yeah. And it's not a lotto type thing where the odds are absurd. You're looking at, you know, when the contest first started, you looked at a couple of hundred people entering. Now you've got, you know, you still got 3,000 people entering these contests, but you know, being top five out of, you know, or top 20 out of 3,000 is still, the odds are pretty good in your favor if
like
you know what the hell
PFS
you're doing.
Contest.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a big PFS contest, you know, one of those millionaire makers. There's thousands of people. But, hey, if you know, catch lightning in a bottle over the course of a season, we say it takes like 56%, right? To win one of these things, you need to be in the 60s, I would imagine, though, right?
Yeah. You just, yeah, I mean, again, it's not 10,000, it's not, 50,000, it's 2,000 to 3,000 people in these contests, then, why not you at this point if you think you know what you're doing? But there are some subtle differences to these. There's three big ones over here. We'll explain what those are coming up, but I do want to also mention congratulations to Giancarlo Stanton for showing up for a couple of days for work this past week. That was nice to see Giancarlo. It's also nice to know that he'll be back on the injured list there, right? The old IL now, because apparently everything was fine and then everything wasn't fine. But now he, and what a bummer for him, because he can't even make the trip to London now. Red Sox and Yankees are on their way to London. But it was the strangest, it's just been the strangest season for him when it comes to luck. I don't know what to make of it. It's three different injuries, three different trips to the IL. I don't know what to make of Giancarlo. And it just goes to show you how he's going to be gone for who knows how long now with some sort of tear in his knee with something. And they're not even going to skip a beat. Like, they're not even going to skip a beat, the Yankees. They got Judge back now. They're fine in the outfield without him. It would be great to have him back. But what a luxury of not having to worry about or have to worry about rushing him back or, going, hurry up, we're trying to make, when he comes back, he comes back. I don't even know if he's going to come back. Can I be honest? We're getting to the point where this might be just a washed-up season for Giancarlo, because if the tear is anything significant, and it doesn't seem like we got all the information right off the bat other than, the swelling went down, he looked fine. I mean, that's what Boone was telling us before the game yesterday, that, he's going to be fine. It's, he's going to make the trip. We got a couple of days off. And then all of a sudden, something went terribly wrong. I guess the doctors actually looked at the MRI, and they went, yeah, there seems to be a tear in the knee, so he's on the shelf. I don't know if he comes back, Dane. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I heard it as a sprain, so we'll see. But, I think you talk about the embarrassment of riches the Yankees have in the power department. It's funny because, I'm on a little text chain with all my guys, from high school and whatnot. And one of the guys was like, is it crazy if I say I actually don't want Stanton to come back, Because in essence, look at what this lineup still is. You still have Voit and Edwin Encarnacion taking on the first base in the DH spot, and your outfield without Stanton is still Judge, Aaron Hicks, and Brett Gardner. And the way one of my friends put it to me, he was like, listen, we're talking about Brett Gardner now getting at bats instead of Giancarlo Stanton, especially what I've been saying come playoff baseball, right? You need to start a rally, or you got two outs and a man on second. Who do you want up, Stanton or a guy like Gardner? My answer is a guy like Gardner. We already have enough three true outcomes guys in this lineup. When you talk about the Sanchez's, the Voits, the Encarnacion's, the Judges, all the other power, I actually think a lineup is better when it can string a few hits together, when it can manufacture runs. So I do think it is okay. The Yankees' offense will be just fine. And we'll see what happens with Stanton. But, you're right. They should not miss a beat offensively. And I actually think it's better to get guys that can string together some hits anyway.
Yeah, it's they're going to reevaluate him in 10 days. But
we'll see.
Maybe he just didn't want to take the flight weeks. To
London. Maybe he just didn't want to deal
with the
flight.
It's crazy to me. Cameron Maven also on the injured list. He was a guy that they brought in who was amazingly productive, wasn't he? But maybe the craziest.
Call Clint Frazier back up.
No, they didn't. That's the whole point. That's the real weird thing. They called Tauschman to replace Stanton.
Oh, yeah, Mikey Tauschman.
Yeah, so I don't know. And you've got Gardner, obviously, returning to the lineup. But they didn't call Clint Frazier up, the guy that was just absolutely mashing, wasn't he? But is a... Yeah. He is a nightmare when it comes to dealing with the media.
Right. He didn't report to AAA.
No, I know.
He's all disenfranchised and whatnot. Right. So that's what I'm saying. He is going to be the main trade piece when the Yankees acquire a starting pitcher in the next 33 days. It's going to happen, people. Mark it down. And Clint Frazier will probably be the big piece. And it's clear at this point that the Yankees don't see him in their future plans if he's not the guy, they're bringing back up. They probably want him to get at-bats every day so that he could be a viable trade piece.
Yeah, well, he was always going to be. They were never going to keep him, unfortunately, because just didn't work with him in the New York Mint. There's just no way for him to hang out.
Bat for him. They extended Hicks. There's Stanton. There's Judge. There's Gardner. There's his path is blocked.
Unless he moves to, I don't know. Well, actually, there's really no position he can move to that they actually need. So that's he's not that good. Let's just put
he's
it that
the
way.
Trade chip for Madison Bumgarner, people. Yeah.
He is a great trade chip, as a matter of fact. And all in all, you got Stanton has played 8 games this year. And in those 8 games, think about that for how much money he's getting paid right now. He's played 8 games, 8 for 30. He's hitting .267. He's got 1 home run. And despite his injury, along with everybody else's injuries, and don't forget, Severino is still on the dock. I told you that Brian Mabin, he's on the everybody. They're still 51-28. They are now 6.5 games ahead in the American League East. And listen, the sooner they get Stanton back, if he is, does he come back? And if he's healthy, it just makes him that much more dangerous. It's again yesterday. Paxton, listen, love the guy, but my word, dude, his beginning of games, his first 3 and 4 innings ERA is ridiculous. Like it takes him forever to get out of the first inning. Down 3 runs already, walks the first 2 batters, gives up a home run yesterday. And thank goodness, and this is, you know, again, you got to give Cashman credit because he realizes what this game is today. You just gave up a 3-run homer in the first inning, right? And you didn't even have to sweat it because you knew the Yankees were going to score at least 3 runs in that game at some point. Sure. And they had to come back. They blew the lead in the top of the 9th inning. Britton blew the lead in the top of the 9th inning, and it still didn't matter. The Yankees ended up coming back and walking it off because that's who they are this year. And now they get a couple of days off before they have the weekend series in the London. But things are firing on all cylinders for the New York Yankees. I mean, it could not be going any better. The Twins ended up winning last night as well. So the Yankees remain 1 game behind them for the best record in the American League. But, I mean, what can you say about this team, man? It's just when it's 14-game stretch there that they had without a day off, and they went 11-3, man. So I don't know what else can the Yankees do. Yes, Bumgarner is a possible trade, or like you said, Frazier, Bumgarner, a pitcher. But, man, oh, man, it's kind of hard to argue with the success that they've had thus far this year going into the All-Star break.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be quite honest, this win says something to me, okay? Because this is a win. They were already won the first 2 games against Toronto. They could have easily won the season, the series 2-1, packed it up, and traveled to Boston. Travel to London. You talk about the getaway day mentality, Joe, right? That's why we've been under sometimes on getaway day. They were already down 5-0 in the second inning. It would have been very easy for this team to just pack it on in and keep it moving, okay? But that's not what happened. They came back twice to go ahead and sweep a team that they need to beat in the Toronto Blue Jays. This is a kind of win that I think is actually big. Coming back twice when they didn't have to kind of win, it shows me that they're firing on all cylinders. I'm actually, to be honest, Joe, as a Yankees fan, I'm worried about this trip to London because who knows? It could upset momentum, right? The travel, the unfamiliar, getting out of the routine. Baseball players are creatures of habit. I'm worried that this road trip, if anything, upsets the momentum because the Yankees are firing on all cylinders and showing a big-time win coming back twice yesterday against Toronto. As it relates to Minnesota, though, they're killing it. But you saw Eddie Rosario left the game yesterday. It looks like he sprained his ankle. He's day-to-day. Rosario has been a big part of that lineup. Joe, you know, he's going to take some time. I don't know if they're going to just have him be day-to-day or if he'll miss time. They'll put him on the IL, but the loss of Rosario would be big in the middle of that Twins lineup. I believe he already has like 20 dingers so far, been a big piece of their offense.
Yeah, he tripped over his own feet. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But you're right. They don't know the extent of that just yet. But again, everyone heading into the All-Star break, going to give him a little break. And you know, maybe nobody more thankful than the Red Sox and Chris Sale to get the hell out of Fenway Park. We'll talk about that. I warned you guys about a -367 favorite yesterday on the mound. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that, plus the proxy services, how you get into the tournaments. We'll do that next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort.
it's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. This is insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
All right, guys, how about two risk-free wagers of up to $1,000? How does that sound? If it's, if it sounds good, simply go to pointsbet.com/grid, open up a PointsBet sports wagering account, enter the promo code GRID, and get yourself two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. Now, in addition to traditional betting, get this, PointsBet offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much you win your bet by. So, for example, if you take the Browns laying 2.5, but they cover the spread by 9 points, well, then you'll receive 9 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid, promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. And if you got a gambling problem, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only, eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we try and make heads and tails here of this time of year, the summer season. We've got free agency and the NBA open for business on Sunday. A lot of whispers, a lot of innuendo, a lot of misdirection, a whole lot of things going on. But I can tell you this, as of next week, come Monday, I'm sure we're going to be sorting it all out and then ripping people on who was completely full of crap and who wasn't.
Right.
But in the meantime, we'll deal with the rumors and, we'll try and make sense of it all and figure out who's going to go where. Major League Baseball, of course, is getting ready to head into the All-Star break, which means if you haven't voted for your favorite All-Star, you might want to get out there. And also yesterday was a shining example of why, very hard to make a long-term strategy of betting monster favorites like the Boston Red Sox at -367 yesterday over the White Sox. and Chris Sale. I remember we were on yesterday when we were during the 8 o'clock hour. We were talking about some of our Make It Rain plays, and I'm looking at these early games, and these early, the Yankees were monster favorites. The Red Sox was the biggest favorite on the board yesterday, minus 367. And you were like, oh, Sale must be on the mound. And you were absolutely correct. The only problem is Chris Sale is still not the Chris Sale that we think he is. And for some reason, he just has a hard time at Fenway Park this year. It's kind of crazy. I don't know what it is, but, you know, we talked about the White Sox being a... Listen, there are a lot of things. They're not going to the playoffs. They're not going to do anything like that. But they can hit the ball. They can mash with that lineup there. They got some guys that can put the ball in play. They had a walk-off loss. They've had the lead a whole lot of times during this series. Of course, their bullpen is atrocious. But then again, so is, obviously, so is the bullpen of the Boston Red Sox. So a tough way to go out and hit the road if you're a Red Sox fan. But if you are a Red Sox backer, and you somehow or another laid the 367, or if you used Boston in part of your, and we've seen this a lot too, Dane, right? Part of your parlays there, you know, two
money
or three teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a that was a rough go of it there because I mean, Sale was good. He went six of the first seven batters reached safely. He retired the last 10 he faced, but it was a rough start. And, of course, the bullpen. Again, bullpens, here we go. It's the overwhelming narrative this year that bullpens just, they're getting lit up night after night after night.
Barnes blew it up. Yeah.
And they blew it up. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, you've got two teams heading to London now, Dane, that are on complete. I mean, let's face it, the Red Sox are still, they're still a good team. What are they, still six games over 500? It's not like they're a terrible, they're 44-38. So, you know, they're still good, but you are talking about two teams on two different levels right now. Very much the Yankees resemble what the Red Sox were on their way to 108 win season last year. That's kind of what everything the Red Sox touched turned to gold last year, and that's kind of what's happening for the Yankees thus far. But they're still a dangerous team, and anytime you get the Yankees and Red Sox on a field, especially a soccer field now built in, you know, a baseball field built inside of a soccer stadium, with dead center field only being 375. Can I tell you something? I'm looking very forward to seeing the crowd here in London. Yeah. What are the numbers going to be from a Vegas perspective? Right, exactly. Totals and that kind of thing. And I know the players were hyped up to go, man. You know, I think this is the first time, right? Major League Baseball has actually gone to London and been able to do this. We've seen it with football. What kind of response do you think we're going to get with baseball in London?
I think we're going to get a good response. And a lot of that, though, is because it's the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Right.
This is not the Royals against, you know, the Orioles, okay? Remember, for a long time, and even in the NFL, the London series, you know, it was like Jacksonville and Tennessee going over there, teams like that. So we are sending kind of the biggest buzz or the biggest, you know, name recognition teams, unless like the Dodgers were going. So I think because of that, it will be a big hyped event. It will do well. It will, you know, a lot of people will come out. It'll be a big deal. So I think that'll happen. I am definitely looking forward to seeing what these totals are, Joe, because I'm betting the over unless, I mean, I don't know how high they would have to make it for me to not bet it. You know, I might like not touch it or pass, but I don't know. Give me 11.5. Give me 12.5 with a fence that's 375 feet away. And these guys in Major League Baseball right now, you know, going home run or bust. I think that's definitely viable. And your last point was the bullpen. I heard something, Joe. I heard a stat yesterday that I couldn't believe that I think will resonate with you too. For the first time in Major League Baseball history, Joe, relievers ERA is now higher than starters ERA across Major League Baseball.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And I'll tell you what else is crazy too, because we've heard, and you know, we have said it here, that bullpens are bad right now, right? And the numbers prove it, right? They show it. But how it correlates to totals, which just goes to show you how sharp the numbers are a lot of times in Major League Baseball. It's 51% to 49% over to unders. So there's not this giant discrepancy like it always seems, because we always talk about these, you know, these games. It seems, of course, as bettors, every time we bet an under, it goes over. And then we just, you know, we scream and yell and we bitch and moan. But when you look at the ERA, like you said, it's no shock that the bullpens have a higher ERA than what there was only one Mariano Rivera. We seem to forget this, right? You know, there's only one true classic shutdown guy. Chapman but even Chapman's got his issues. There was only one Rivera. And what we've got here now are a bunch of guys, bullpens. Are they starters? Are they relievers? Don't know what's going on. It's very hard. You know, it used to be, you knew who, give me six, give me seven. I know who the eighth inning guy is. I know who the ninth inning guy is, or I know who the eighth and ninth inning guy is, right? It was easier to manage, so to speak. But now, listen, managers are rotating bullpens here. You know, who's going to start, who's not, who's the, it's a different feel. It's a totally different feel. So it doesn't surprise me that the ERA is higher. What did surprise me when looking at the numbers is how it's almost 50-50, man. I mean, heading into this weekend, 51% of the games have hit the over, 49% have hit the under. So if you are a better of baseball, then you guys know you need 52.5% to break even on an 11-10 VIG, all right? Meaning you got to bet $11 to win 10. So there's really no meaningful edge in total betting right now, overs to unders. You can't look at the overs and go, well, you just keep betting overs all the time, guys, because it's – well, it's not. I mean, it's 51% to 49%.
Right.
Yeah, you got to pick your spots here. So it's interesting, though, when you dive into the numbers, bullpens are worse than they've ever been. But I think a lot of that also has to do with, Dan, is we're asking bullpens to be starters. We're asking bullpens to go full friggin' games now, man.
Yeah.
You give me two. This guy gives me three. You know, we've never really had that before. Now, all of a sudden, I think what's contributing is the fact that, you know, what is Ryan Stanek? Are you a reliever? Are you a starter? Are you like, I don't Yarbrough. What are you guys? You know, Tampa Bay can't seem to figure it out. They got their two. Blake Snell is not the guy he was last year. They're Tyler Glasnow is on the injured list. And you got Morton, who is as steady as they come. But again, I mean, he's not going to win every damn game. So you've got some of these teams that are just, it's bullpen day, bullpen day. What the hell is bullpen day in Major League Baseball now? Well, what it means is you're going to get lit up and your ERA is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. And you know how we talk about teams like, you know, trusting the process and not going for it a lot of times? This is also a financial thing, Joe. Yeah. You know, remember, random third starters on teams are getting 5-year, $100 million contracts.
Okay. Good point.
So if you're not gonna be competitive, why dish out that money when you can have Stanek and Yarbrough? Or guess what? Your kids that you want to come up and get major league experience and exposure, right? Have them throw two innings every now and then to start to get their beak wet. When you have young kids coming up, what do they usually also have with them? Innings limits, right? Great. So there's a way to put this together. I actually really think, especially for teams like Kansas City, Tampa Bay, what have you, Miami, this could be a financial thing because you ain't got to pay your third starter. Like Charlie Morton, you know, what kind of contract is he on? The Tampa Bay Rays could cobble together another bullpen day and save that money. I'd be really interested, Joe. You know, we're seeing this right now, and it's kind of happened over the last couple of years, right? And for example, the shift started, I don't know, whatever, 6-7 years ago, and now we've seen it to a dramatic extent. I really wonder, Joe, if we fast forward about 5 years from now, what will pitching staffs look like? You know what I mean?
Like, right?
I could see a universe. Yep. I could see a universe where you carry seven starting pitchers and they go once every 7 days, like, you know, closer to Japan. So they can maybe go longer. I can see a team putting together like, nah, we have three different three inning guys. You know what I mean? I could see them going like an all-star game, nine guys that go an inning at a time. You know, I'm really interested to see what major league pitching staffs will look like in 5-10 years. Cause honestly, all three of those things I just mentioned are possible.
Yeah, they truly are. And it's very unique how the game is morphing into something we haven't seen. And I agree with you 100%. A lot of this is money related. Why paying a fourth or fifth starter big money when you can? Why? You don't want the CC Sabathias of the world, guys. You don't. Teams don't want it. They'd rather go to the bullpen. And they, by the way, by going to the bullpen, which means we probably get a few more runs scored than we normally do. And isn't that what Major League Baseball wants? They want runs for entertainment purposes and everything else along those lines. So,
and Joe, those middle of release guys, the big like setup men, they're cheaper also. Remember, in arbitration and stuff like that, they're looking for the saves category, right? That you can sign, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if a team that likes to get ahead of themselves, a money ball and all, signs like eighth inning guys all to like decent deals, right? I'm serious, you know?
It's pitching so
teams
true.
Carry, what, like 11 or 12 pitchers? Yep. Why can't you just have nine guys that all go one inning a day, you know? And then you got two or three guys that are like your mop-up guys when these guys defecate the mattress, which inevitably will happen once a week. And you pay them all $1 million a year.
Yep, it's coming, and that would not surprise me in the least bit here, guys. It's something along those lines is coming. They'll figure out a way to keep more money in their pocket, or they'll scream they can't make any money, and then they'll have to move to another city, and we'll have these two city teams and everything else along those lines. So it's crazy to me. Yeah, it is crazy to me. Keep in mind here, and we'll dive into this coming up next hour, but it is July 1st starts the registration for the granddaddy of them all, guys, the Super Contest, right? The Super Contest at the Westgate, formerly the Hilton Las Vegas. Yes, this is that football contest that you hear so much about each and every day. Now, Jersey doesn't quite have it set up there. FanDuel, they're coming, but they're not there just yet. I would expect sometime, I think, over the next month, you'll probably start to hear about some of these contests getting put together, but I mean, let's face it, the granddaddy of them all, right, has been the gold. The gold standard is the Super Contest, right? It has been in Vegas for the last 30 years.
Hey, Cardano, you funding our entry?
There's four big boys, guys. There's four on the market. We'll talk about the four, the differences, and how you can get involved in them. We'll lay it out for you. We'll do that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain, people. It's football season.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did we just become
best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
Lance Lynn, I know it gets nice and hot in Arlington, so you're a little bit nervous of the ball flying out of there. But Lance Lynn's done a nice job this year.
Not nervous, man. Not nervous.
Really?
Lance Lynn
is the truth.
He's going through a transformation. 2019, not the year of our Lord, great. 2019, the year of Lance Lynn. And I never thought that I would say that in the year 2019, but Lance Lynn has been...
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers.
Radio Network, welcome in Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we get ready, hour number two just around the corner, and we're going to spend a little time getting you guys all caught up if you've never heard about what a super contest is, but you love to bet on football, and you might have a couple of extra bucks laying around. I would say instead of maybe a future bet on the New York Knicks, I would go ahead and maybe invest in your football prowess there and picking winners, and there's four big ones. We'll explain how they work, how you can get involved, all of that good stuff coming up. But Dane, you had brought something up here. I guess there's a pretty good fantasy league for charity coming on here.
Yeah. So some of you guys on the Fantasy Sports Network probably know about Scott Fish League. And Scotty Fish 9 kind of unveiled their divisions yesterday. It was all the buzz on Twitter. I'm in it. A lot of people you know are in it. And Joe, what it is, it's in essence like the super contest, but for fantasy. It's like half your fantasy industry experts and half like fans that are clamoring to get in and compete against people like us, right? But all the money and all the donations go to a charity. It's a huge thing. And this year, Joe, there's over 1,200 entries into this league. And so it's a great way to bring the fantasy community together and do something also for a good cause. Hashtag SF9. And then literally, Joe, there's like 100 divisions of 12 teams each. Okay, so I found out who I'm competing against and stuff like that. I know one of the guys from some previous work, and some fans will holler at you. It's all fun. It's all good, and it's for charity. Last year, there was something like 750, 800 teams, and our guy Mike Blewett was like second overall for a good chunk of the season until injuries ravaged him. But it's a great league, and when I heard about the Super Contest and these huge contests, it made me think of Scotty Fish. Wanted to let everybody know the divisions have come out. Kudos to the work that Scott Fish does with that league. I'm excited. I got my entry in.
There you go. All right. And how do where did they gotta go? How do you dive in, or is it already selected?
It's an invite only kind of thing. Invite only. Gotta tell them that you want one for next year, and then it'll hit you up. But it grows and grows. There are over 1,200 teams this year.
Oh, that's awesome, man! How cool is that? All for a good reason too. Love that.
Yeah.
All right, get ready. Let's get you set up here. Coming up, hour number two. Make it rain. It's all about the super contest. Plus, we'll dive into some win totals in college football that you probably should bet right now. Like, hurry up and bet them now before they lose their value. We'll do that. We Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.